Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. The Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School class of 2018 graduates today. Four seniors were among the 17 people killed in the February 14th mass shooting at the Florida high school. The massacre led to nationwide protests for action against gun violence. One of the seniors, Lenore Munoz, has been documenting her life following the attack, and a significant part of her story takes place in Boston. Her sister, Becca, is a student at Northeastern University and helped organize the March for Our Lives that led to Boston Common. Becca and Lenore both spoke on the Common, addressing the tens of thousands of people who rallied on that day in March. In her audio diary, Lenore offered these thoughts about her experience in Boston.
Saturday, March 24th. Oh my God, it's here. It's here. Oh my God. Right now, we're in Madison Park High School. The March for Our Lives Boston is going to start here. Oh my God, it's happening. I'm so excited.
So now I would like to welcome to the stage Lenore Munoz, a current student and senior at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, and her sister and my new very good friend, Becca.
We want to tell you about February 14th, 2018. I remember my sister telling me that her club was giving out pretend marriage certificates during lunch for Valentine's Day. She was looking forward to a day full of love and friendship.
I remember fourth period. I was tired but happy after my lunch event. I remember walking outside because of the fire drill. I remember the absolute terror of being outside hearing code red, run! I remember needing to tell my family that I was alive and barely being able to send the text because I was in real danger and they couldn't stop it or help me.
I remember receiving a text from my younger sister saying, "I'm safe. Code red. School shooter. Do not call."
I remember collapsing the next day because I got up and had to remember those who never did. I remember hearing my dad knock on my door the next day and falling apart because I thought it was happening again. My trauma isn't going away.
And neither
are we. Not one more. Not one more. Not one more. I just did my speech. I cried. I cried more.
So let's give it up for DMP.
Oh my God, there's so many people. Wow. This is insane. But, you know, things are happening.
Today is Sunday, March 25th, the day after the march. I looked at a picture later and we shut down Boston. Like, just shut it down. There are so many people. It makes sense because we're not marching against the Second Amendment. We're marching for our lives. That's what we are marching for, not dying. My favorite thing that we sang, it was a marching song. It started off, "Justice, my friend, you will not walk alone. We will walk with you and make your spirit strong." And we would replace saying justice with Parkland, my friend, Newtown, my friend, Columbine, my friend. A lot of the march, we were recognizing that we were building off of other movements, the Black Lives Matter movement, the Civil Rights movement, the If Not Now movement. Gun violence did not start February 14th, 2018. We knew we were making history. Now we vote.
That's part of the audio diary of Lenore Munoz reflecting on marching in Boston to stop gun violence. She graduates today from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. This audio journal was produced by Sammy Mack at South Florida Public Radio Station WLRN. You can listen to the entire audio journal at WBUR.org.